Who thought we'd have got here? Just 150 short weeks after starting the Pranks of Firth podcast, without a missed week, without a dip in our form, every single week, every single Monday, you have got your Pranks in Firth pumped directly into your ear holes.
Can you hear us pumping in your ear holes?
That's Justin Panks. You can hear him. He's a comedian.
Yeah.
Which you'd probably gather from his brilliant song. My name is Ash Frith. This is Pranks in Firth, episode 150.
Well, play the song. Centuries. You don't say that, though, do you?
No, you never do. 150, and how are we marking the occasion, Justin?
By having a lovely chat.
By having a lovely chat, because it doesn't mean anything, does it?
I don't currently think that anything means anything.
Oh, no, it doesn't really. We'll all be dead soon.
I think everything means nothing.
I think nothing means everything.
No, because...
That's why we're attracted to each other.
Well, come on, steady on. Come around the old... are we opposite?
Nope.
We're opposite in some ways, but in other ways we're very similar. I don't think that you can... This is the thing when you say you'd have to be like a complete one-dimensional character to be the actual opposite of someone, wouldn't you?
Well, I've been married before. I can tell you they do exist.
What's that? One-dimensional characters?
I meant the opposite of me.
Oh, right. The opposite of you would be, I don't know what, me.
You have a lot of get up and go.
Yeah, I'm so lazy, lethargic, listless.
Did your get up and go, get up and go?
My get up and go got up and went, mate. And it left the door open and I still haven't been bothered to shut it.
And it's cold and the snow's come in.
Yeah, I am... absolutely hungover to hell. I'm going to be sick. Oh, hungover to hell today.
Well, you've got every right to be. You've been celebrating, haven't you?
Yeah, big celebration in order.
The old bank holiday weekend.
Bank holiday weekend. I had 3 gigs in 2 days, Friday and Saturday. Had a rare double up on the Friday, then gig Saturday, and then Sunday, Jussie got cunted.
Tell me about where you gigged. I want to know all about each gig and how good it was and where you were.
Really?
Yeah. Tell me where.
First one was in a sports complex in Ipswich.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. It was a charity event.
Oh, cracker. Always a great gig, a charity event.
I'll tell you
how... the listener who might not be a stand-up comedian, tell them when you were invited to do a charity gig, a little bit about that situation.
Well, I'll tell you a little about this particular situation. I made a joke backstage that I thought was funny. The organisers did not. So apparently what it was is...
what was the charity?
This is it. Ex-footballers go to Africa and take footballs and boots and like so African kids can play football. Yeah. And I said... sounds lovely, but I'm sure they'd rather have a sandwich. Did not get a laugh. And then, so before the show started, and I was on first because I was doubling up. I was meant to be in the
Which town were you in?
Ipswich. Before the show started, they played like an 8-minute long video of harrowing shots and scenes of African distended, you know, famine bellies and like.
Yep.
Playing football and you think this is all right? Yeah, it's moving, but couldn't you play this at the fucking end?
You don't want that just before you're about to go on stage. I did a comic relief gig once, and they did exactly that. They played a big comic relief video, and then went, "Please welcome your first act, Ash Frith."
Yeah, so that was the first one.
I didn't even reference it when I did it.
No, I didn't either, because I thought, fuck them. And then I hot-footed it from there to Felixstowe, which is a depressing place on the coast that feels like it's from the olden days. And that was like a proper, one of those gigs I haven't done for a while, like a proper open mic night, but I was closing
it.
So I was paid to close. But I wouldn't have normally done it.
Obviously, the charity gig you did for free for the charity, you took some boots along, did you?
No, that's quite a good fee for that, wasn't it, free?
That's the thing people don't realise. You get paid quite nicely for charity gigs.
Yeah, why should
we?
We're raising all the money, innit? So that was Friday. And then Saturday I did one for our friend Jason in Campbell, and I emceed it.
Have I done that gig?
I don't know. I'm not your agent.
No.
Maybe you have. Who is your agent?
Wish I knew.
I got a secret agent. Nobody knows who they are. They haven't got any phone numbers. They never get phone calls or emails.
Is it me?
Yes.
So you did Camborne. That was a good gig, was it?
Yeah, good gig.
Who was on? Anyone we should know?
No.
Oh, good. Yawning
away. I feel like shit. But, okay. Is it acceptable if I was going to tell you a story of something hilarious that happened? Is it acceptable that in order to just flesh out the anecdote, I would perform some voices, accents?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. Do some generic Suffolk and Norfolk-based voices. We're all up for that. Go for it.
Well, so I was stopped for an emergency wee-wee in a services.
Chinese takeaway.
No, mate. I can't do it. What is this? Is where political correctness... I have got the funniest anecdote. I can't really tell it without doing
jambalaya.
I can't really attempt to tell it properly without doing what would be deemed to be racist characterizations. But it was so fucking funny. I wish I could.
So anyway, you went to the traveller's site and you stopped for a sandwich.
There was. Okay, let's just say this. I stopped for a wee wee in a service station. There was a little EDL looking bloke in front of me.
You could do his voice, no problem.
And there was a mop just sort of like put diagonally through the doorway to the toilet, as if to say, don't come in, it's cleaning. So I looked and he looked at me and I went, oh, are you waiting? And he went, yeah, mate, fucking waiting. Like he had the hump. So he looked around, and I don't know how long he'd been stood there, but he just looked at me and he went, fuck this. And he pushed the mop out of the way and he walked in and he banged on the toilet door. And an Eastern European woman was in there cleaning it.
Yeah.
Right, now she came out. I can do her voice, can't I?
Yeah, you can do her
She went, are cleaning? He goes, I can't have a piss, darling. Darling, I need to have a piss. And she went, cleaning is cleaning, it's cleaning. And he goes, get out of fucking way, bitch, I need a piss. Right? Yeah. Wait, this story gets so fucking great. So he goes in and she come out and she goes, the guy what owned the garage, he was behind the counter, was Asian.
A garage, not a service.
Wait, it was just a petrol station. You know, like it said services, toilet, but it was just like an SO on the side of like a B road. This is where it gets dicey, and I will be able to audibly hear your arsehole clench up. The guy that ran it was Asian, right? And she went, he called me a bitch. And he come over, right? So he come over. It's getting so good. He comes over.
Yes, please. There's a lot of new listeners. There's a lot of new listeners.
So the Asian
are tuning in. We're talking, Justin, we're talking a huge number of listeners come over to us in the last couple of weeks.
Well, Ash, we're about to lose them.
And they will not have experienced this type of thing before. So new old listeners, they're sitting back, their feet are up, they're ready. They know where this is going. And new listeners, like, where will this go? What will he say? How will this story go? We're all very excited. Crack on.
So the Asian bloke stands there. He's quite big, to be fair. And then the little bloke comes out. I've got to do his voice because it is part of the funniness of it. What do you think?
Well, there's no harm intended. If you are offended by Justin doing a fair portrayal of this man's voice, then probably don't listen.
And what I'm
as
gonna...
long as you know, this is not cultural appropriation. No, it's not,
and it's not generic.
Him.
And I am quite a good mimic. And this is exactly how this man spoke. He went, "Cleaning is cleaning," and then right. And then this little bloke goes, "I am your customer. Do you want me to piss on the floor?" And he went, "You go." He went, "You go restaurant outside. Cleaning is cleaning." Like this, right?
Wow.
And then he went, "You call that bitch." And he goes, he goes, "Don't get your staff talking down to your customers, yeah? Don't have your staff talking down to customers." And then the Asian bloke couldn't say his F's.
Oh, no.
And he went, "You puck off. Puck off. You go now. You puck off."
What?
He was saying...
What did you do?
The Polish lot, well, Eastern European woman looked at me and went, "Do you want toilet?" And I went, "Is that all right?" So I shat all in the sink.
Yes, please, sorry.
So I shat in the sink and smeared EDL on the wall in my own excrement. I thought, well, he's going to get the blame for it.
Why did you let you go? Why were you allowed to go? If
because
she didn't clean it.
She'd stop now. It was just like one toilet. It wasn't like a toilet complex with your urinals and stuff.
No. But he'd gone in there where the toilet was taking the cleaning was taking place.
I bet she probably thought, "Oh, well, I've stopped now. Do you just want to have a piss and then I'll carry on?" No. But it made me laugh. He said, "Puck off. You puck off." And it was.
You think he didn't want to swear?
I think he. I just think that might have been how he spoke. And there was like a really.
What did Robinson say?
He just like, "You fuck off, mate, fuck off," and walked out. And then there was a woman waiting at the counter who was like in tweed and sort of like, you know, like looked a bit farmery. She was like, "Excuse me," and she looked
to
at me,
to the
just like in general,
what?
Like she was shocked. You know, she was an old woman, and then she looked at me, and I did that sort of face like, "Oh bloody hell, this is a bit awkward."
Fuck off, bitch.
Yeah, what's your fucking problem? Pipe down. Who rattled your cage? But that happened. It isn't just, wow. It was. I thought it was going to properly kick off.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was.
They've always got machete behind the counter as well, haven't they? They're not unprepared. In that
no, that's the thing. I mean, it was just funny as fuck. The cast of characters was just so. It was almost too on the nose. It was like
for that guy to have a go at a Welshman in the service station is pretty.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. But it was the sort of thing I live for, I'll be honest. I do enjoy such tableaus.
Is that the thing? Because you said to me that I've got a story to tell you. I'll save it for the podcast.
No, that was something I can't say. Oh, no, that... No. When did I say that?
You said that last week. Last week at the weekend.
That was last week when I had the crash, wasn't it?
Oh, what was the crash?
When I picked up the fireplace and a nurse drove into the back of us. That one. I have quite an eventful life I lead. I'll give myself that.
Well, you know what? The reviews are in. The T-shirts have been delivered.
Have they? And what's the news on the street?
Mark Honeybuns has sent us numerous pictures of him out and about wearing the shirt.
Brave boy.
And we, I don't think I've got a picture of just the shirts, but we should probably get that. And people are asking if they themselves can get hold of them, Justin.
Are they?
So we have decided that yes, you can. There is, just so you know, listener, there is zero profit to be made in selling T-shirts.
We are letting you have them at cost.
Yeah, so they will be for Patreon subscribers, which is at www.patreon.com/pranksandfirth. You can get them for $18.50. And that is literally the cheapest that we can possibly do them. So if you're a Patreon subscriber and you want a T-shirt, go over there, go on Patreon, send us a message, and we can get them out to you. You can have any colour you want. Any colour you want. And if you're not a Patreon subscriber, then it's going to be £19.50. That is literally as cheap as we can do it. But if you want the T-shirt, we'll post a picture of it so you can see what it looks like.
Great artwork.
And we're going to be doing them fairly regularly. There's going to be new T-shirts going up fairly regularly because Justin has got himself a little designing app, haven't you?
Yeah. And Ash put the T-shirt together. And do you know what it reminds me of with the logo on the front and the image on the back? Do you remember Ocean Pacific T-shirts?
Ocean Pacific.
That was the first brand that used to have OP on the left chest. And then, like, on the back would be, like, a picture of a lion on a surfboard or something like that.
So from the front, the T-shirt looks quite respectable, doesn't it? The Pranks and Firth logo.
The logo. The logo. And then on the back is my amazing picture that I found and photoshopped our faces onto.
Explain what the picture is to the listener who might not have seen it yet.
It is a larger bride laying on her belly on a sheepskin rug with a smaller Russian-looking man, well, that's me, in a tuxedo, sitting on her back and pulling her hair. Like, he's riding her like a wild stallion.
In a respectful way. There is no abuse going on. And it's like they're...
my favourite thing of it all is he has clearly been to Shoe Zone. His little shoes are amazing.
His shoes are the worst shoes I've ever seen. But if you want that T-shirt, go over to Patreon, send us a message. And the money, obviously, and we'll get it sent out to you. It normally goes in a couple of days, so if you want money.
That'd be another.
People have asked. There are people who want them.
Yeah, they can have them. Fuck them. Yeah. Let them have them.
And there's going to be, if you're a Patreon subscriber, if you do $1 a month, you get an extra podcast. $5 a month, you get a video and an extra podcast. $10 a month, you get all of the back catalogue and all of the other stuff. And we do a message for you as well, don't we? That's the thing we do.
Yeah, yeah, all that lovely stuff. Hey, I just thought of a snob or scum occurred to me.
Go on.
Shoes with no laces made out of leather.
Scum, isn't it? There's a very much a scum shoe, isn't there?
No, but what would you call a shoe with no laces made out of leather?
Oh, slip-on.
Yeah, scum. I think a snob would call them loafers.
Yeah. You're right.
It's loafers. Right.
It's been a long time since the old snob or scums cropped up.
That just occurred to me. It's definitely, I'd have a nice pair of, go down shoes and get a nice pair of slip-ons.
Slip-ons. Speaking of snob or scum, you know, Yannis Bremmer is pushing on with his card game, Snob or Scum.
Oh, good old Yanni.
He's working on that. Let us know how that's going, Yannis. We'd like to see that.
Yeah, we'd like to see that come to fruition.
Go.
That's
how we sort of tell each other that we're ready to start talking about something else, isn't it?
Yeah. Go on, you go first.
In this house, me and my girlfriend do it all the time. You go, and even when you've got nothing really to say, it's quite infuriating for each of us, I imagine.
That's like one of those noises that people fill the silences with, isn't it?
Like editing this podcast, I used to try and edit us out, but I soon become very aware that we say constantly.
That's because we're thinking.
I got to the point where I could actually see what an looks like in the waveform on the editing software. So I'd be able to just look through and go, that's an that's an that's an
indoors.
Yeah. Well, imagine that if I just took all those out as well, accidentally.
Just took out all go on.
So there's another one. I went this weekend, the long weekend, to Centre Parks.
Oh, very reasonable.
Do you say reasonable?
It's a very reasonably priced holiday, isn't it?
No. My friend described it as the most expensive swimming pool in the world.
Well, this is the business flaw, or the thing I don't get about Centre Parks. Anyone who can afford to go and stay at a swimming pool in the middle of the woods, Centre Parks, must also be able to afford to go to Monte Carlo.
I don't understand it. I was just saying this to my girlfriend on the way home. I don't know who it's for.
Exactly.
I know that we went, but who's it for?
I think it must be aimed at millionaires that are scared of flying. That's the only people that would go on holiday there.
I thought exactly that. That's exactly what I thought. The only reason you would go there, if you had enough money to do the stuff that's there, is if you were scared in some way of leaving the country. Or you had 15 children and you only liked two of them.
One of my first brushes with the law was trespassing into that Centre Parks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I grew up in Brandon, which was like about 3 miles away, and jumped
so
over the fence.
So you just don't use the pool?
No, jump over the fence and go up the disco, mate.
The old disco.
Go up the old disco. Also, I don't know if
Why
you saw...
Why did you have to jump the fence? Can you have walked in?
No, so you've got to pay to get in there. We'd go up the disco and try and kiss some of the old posh girls up there. But,
So expensive.
I know, even if you trespass, it was expensive. But I got nicked doing that. But anyway, I got away with it like 8 times before they caught me. But there is a 10-pin bowling alley there.
There is, I saw it.
Where you just put your own shoes in like pigeonholes.
Yep.
I acquired quite a few pair of trainers from there.
You used to steal people's trainers.
I got a pair of Nike Karachis. This was the 80s. A pair of
loved Nike Karachis. I absolutely loved them.
They were like a sort of like sock inside the carcass of a shoe.
They were a space-aged thing. Yeah. But I tell you what they did do. They were ankle breakers if you ever played football in them. Yeah, there was absolutely zero support.
They're running shoes, mate. I got a pair of Air Jordan 4s. Like size 12, though, but I sold them.
I can't believe you just went there and nicked trainers.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Imagine some fucking some snob from Surrey is on holiday in Centre Parks and has got to spend the rest of the holiday in fucking bowling shoes. That's how that probably hipsterism actually started. It was all my fault. That's what I was going to say. Maybe that was the origins of the hipster. It was my fault.
You wouldn't be able to tell now, would you? Are you wearing bowling shoes? Yes.
Yes, I am. Somebody stole my Huaraches.
Well, that's the thing, because they had like, obviously you pay a fortune to go there and then you get swimming for free, but everything else costs money. So we looked at, there's a thing like a great big tower that you can jump off from three different levels into sort of an balloon.
I said, yes, please. That was before you said there was a balloon that saved you. I just want to jump off a tower like a Spanish donkey.
So there's a balloon, right, that you sort of land in. How much do you reckon? You get three jumps. You can jump from about a metre, maybe 5 metres, and maybe 15 metres into a sort of inflated...
How many jumps?
Three jumps.
£7.50.
£34.
Yep. Welcome to Centre Parks.
Who's doing that?
And also, they have like little shops, and you can get like a packet of pasta for like £6. Yeah. For like dried...
Well, it's a co-op.
Yeah. Have you seen how expensive it is? Did you look at the prices?
Well, we bought some stuff, yeah.
Oh, you don't buy stuff. You stop at the Tesco's on the way and fill your... Yeah. You do not buy stuff up there. That is a rookie mistake.
But it was so expensive. I reckon we did 700 quid for a weekend.
Yeah, you could go fucking all-inclusive. That was the holiday where I used to deliver pizzas and that woman insulted me.
Go on.
You remember I used to deliver pizzas on that Centre Parks that you was at?
Tell me the story. I can't remember.
Yeah, and I said, I went to deliver this pizza and there's all these women in a chalet or villa, they call them, having a hen party. And they were like, ooh, are you a stripper? And all that. Do you remember this?
Yeah, go on.
And then one of them goes, oh, well, you're going to stay. You can stay if you want. And I was like, oh, going all red. And she went, yeah, do you fuck front to back? And they went, Charlotte, I'm really sorry. And I was like, oh, I didn't know what she left. And I got back to the unit where they was cooking and that. And I was like, just got accosted by a... This wasn't that long ago, by the way. I was doing comedy. I go, just got accosted by like 10 women. One of them said, do I fuck front to back? Or bragging about it. And this young girl in the unit was laughing. And then like, I said it again when some more people turned up bragging. Like, I made sure everyone heard, yeah, girl asked me if I fuck front to back. And this girl laughed again. And then like, I've been telling everyone bragging for about 2 weeks. And then I go, why does every time I say this, you laugh? I go, do you know what it means? She goes, yeah, it means she would only have sex with you if you weren't facing her, so she couldn't see your face.
It's horrible. But it doesn't really work if a woman's insulting a man with it. Now, I'm pleased that she did, but it doesn't really work.
No. She's probably saying, I would have sex with you as long as I can't see your hideously ugly face.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
Yeah, I recounted that story several times.
So good.
Yeah. But find
this really happy, that story.
Yeah, it's one of those stories where you must find out what things mean before you repeat them.
You pay a massive delivery charge as well for the extortionately priced food. And then the person who delivered it, they said, oh, do you want me to bring it in for you? And so my mother-in-law said, no.
You know why they told us to do that?
Because they want to, you get a tip?
Yeah, you're meant to take it in anyway, but someone said to me, if you say, do you want me to bring it in and put it on the table, they'll give you a tip, but you're meant to do that anyway. But you're making out there getting extra special service. But here's the little secret, if anyone is going to Centre Parks, and their complaints protocol is amazing. If you'd have phoned up, if you just phoned up and said, look, I'm not happy with this food, it's not very nice, they'd have gone like, oh, well, we'll give you 50 quid's worth of vouchers to spend anywhere on Centre Parks. Straight away.
Wow, because the second night we had food delivered, it wasn't very nice.
Was it from dining in?
Yes, it was.
That's where I worked.
Dine in.
Yeah, that's where I worked.
Wow, I should have mentioned you in there. I'd say one of you lot. Traipsing round doing deliveries. But if you work really, really hard, one day you could be a professional stand-up comedian. Who was it? Justin Pangs. Who?
That was the one where one of my rage quit jobs, where I just stopped at the security lodge and chucked my uniform at the lodge in the carrier bag and just drove off.
Why did you go there then? Why did you go and take your uniform?
Can I go? If you don't bring your uniform back, you don't get like your last
over the fence.
No, if you don't get your uniform, bring your uniform back, you didn't get like your last week's pay or something. So I was like, so I chucked it, hit the window.
I honestly don't know. I don't know who it's for. It's so ridiculously expensive. They had like a bad version of like Go Ape, you know, the that was about £35. We looked at hiring bikes, which is about £40 for a weekend. Then we looked at one that had like a baby seat in the back. That was over £100 for a weekend.
It's insane, isn't it?
Who's doing? I really want to know who the people are that are going. And there's people on all of these activities constantly. Like they're booked out constantly.
And it's like you see, because I live there. I live in Brandon, and like every Monday and Friday is changeover day. One of my first jobs was a window cleaner up there when I was at school.
I saw them this morning.
Yeah, Monday and Friday. So that's when you do it. So I used to work up there Monday and Friday. But like you'd see people driving through the town, and like they're, like I said, they've got their bike rack on the back of all their bikes. They've got the food, the car loaded up with food. Basically, it's so expensive. You have to take all your shit. Why don't you just go anywhere? Just go, just hire a fucking cottage somewhere if we're going to just ride around on a fucking bike and eat your own food.
That's exactly right. I said we could have gone to a Lake District cottage and just had a really nice time. Like, there's no, it's not that nice, is it? It's like basically Butlins in the woods.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like a pretentious Butlins. It's like they've tried to make it all kind of look
Although,
all like.
You know what? I will give them that. They have priced out the scum.
Oh, definitely. That's why I had to jump over the fence.
Which did make it a bit better for me.
Yeah, no, it's true. That is true.
Because like I said, when we went to Zante last year, I realised I am a price bracket up from the cheapest holiday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a price bracket up from the cheapest abroad holiday. Because we went there and everyone was carrying around Sports Direct bags and I went, this is not us.
Yeah, no, I know.
Next year, we crank it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not Waitrose, but, but I'm not
Lidl
either.
I
don't know where I am.
Yeah.
So there you go. It just turns out I'm not Centre Parks. I would have just preferred, like, the money we spent, we could have gone all inclusive to Bulgaria.
No, but what you're saying is true, though. You're saying you're a level up from Zante or wherever you said you went. But then you look at Centre Parks, like, well, it's priced, but it's not. It's nothing. It's sort of, it's not one thing or the other, is it? It's not like the most amazing experience. And it's not scummy either, but it's like...
Although that pool is good fun. There is no denying the pool was worth it.
Yeah. That was the one where we chucked someone. Did you go where there was that ice cold plunge pool where you go outside?
Yeah, my son was obsessed with it.
Well, we chucked someone in that. Listen, this is what we used to do. We used to jump the fence, right? Go to the swimming. Go, like, nick some shoes. Go to the disco. And then we used to, we used to ride... We used to nick bikes. If you go around, there's always someone who hasn't locked their bike.
Oh, there's so many bikes that were nickable. Yeah. 100%.
So we'd ride the bikes to the fence, chuck them over the fence and like ride back to Brandon on nick bikes.
You were scum, weren't you?
Yeah, but they were Centre Park's own bikes. They weren't like, we didn't sell them or anything. You just like leave it in the fucking street and go home.
Someone collects them up, takes them back the next week.
Yeah, exactly. So what we did was we chucked one of our mates in the plunge pool and our four of us stood around with our feet
fully
out.
Fully clothed?
Yeah, no. We all stood around him with our feet like out and every time we tried to get out, we kicked him back in. And we had him in there for about 15 minutes. And it's ice cold. And we were riding back to Brandon on these nick bikes and he fell off because he had such bad cramp. He couldn't straighten his legs. Oh,
well, we did it. My brother-in-law thinks he might have broken his elbow going down one of the slides because there's a thing, isn't there? You want to go fast down the slide, but every time I launched myself down, you go so far up the side, you end up just smashing yourself on the next turn.
You'd have to go really fast in them, didn't you?
Is it head and feet only?
Well, shoulder blades and heels.
Yeah.
Like, you put your hands on your head and you arch your back and you lift your ass up. So it's just, so you're not a toboggan. Just the
so
sort
I was doing that, but then...
Yeah, you go too fast.
Too fast and you end up smashing yourself. He reckons he's broken his elbow doing it.
Oh, I doubt it, but he's probably hurt it.
He's in agony, is the point I'm making.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah.
Did you go on Cyclone? Was that there when you were there?
No, I've been up there.
You go on a tube and just fall through a hole?
No.
I mean, that was good. That was worth the £700, maybe.
It is a lot of money, isn't it?
It really wasn't. It's ridiculous. But the way they get around it is by the fact you put nine people in a small like flat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. You can have so many people in there, you can split the cost somewhat. But bearing in mind, we were paying as a present to some people. We ended up copping most of the bill.
Oh, dear, Ash. That's no.
But what we have learned is I am doing some gigs for a very high-end hotel. I've got some more booked in. And they've got to be clean material. I imagine that's what it's going to be like. It's going to be like Centre Parks crowd.
So it's going to be kids at the gig?
No, but it's family friendly. There will be no kids there. There's no one under.
So
like
why is it, this is what I don't get. Whose idea is it that has to be clean? Because the crowd do not want that.
No.
The crowd don't never want a clean set unless there's kids there.
But do you ask them?
Yeah. No. If you're booked to do clean, you've got to do clean if you accept the booking. But
I've accepted the booking, I tell you.
But the sort of promoter, booker, the people that run these gigs that always say it's got to be clean, they haven't got a clue what the crowd want. They haven't got a
To know. That's the thing. I'd like the people who have booked me, I'd like very much for them to go, what do you want from me? How clean do you want it?
What does that even mean, though, really?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? There's stuff that you wouldn't say in front of some 9-year-olds, but then there's stuff that, I mean, you don't.
Because I could say something clean that is really disgusting without swearing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so what does it mean?
Family friendly. That's how they've worded it. They've said family friendly.
Well, I mean, yeah. Does that mean that old people have got to be able to get it as well? What does it? I don't even know what that means.
It's a very weird pitch, and that's why we've got a lot of work to do.
Why do you keep trying? Why am I involved in this?
Because I can't do it on my own.
But you're getting all the money.
Yeah, I'm getting all the money, but I need you to do some of the work.
That's a bit like this podcast, isn't it?
Very much so.
That seems to be our working relationship.
Yes.
Well, fair enough. We're all upfront about it, and I think that might be the main thing.
That's all you really want, isn't it? Just honesty.
I just want to be cuddled now and then.
Well, oh, there's a thing. Let me tell you about this. So when we got there, I've obviously now got this tiny baby as well, right? So we took her to the swimming pool, and my girlfriend had her, but I was holding this sort of inflatable raft that her legs were going to dangle through, right?
Yeah, I know those, yeah. A floaty. Floaty.
A floater. my daughter's floater, right? So as we're walking to the pool, I start blowing into the floaty to obviously inflate it. And a man stopped me, put his hand fully on my neck/shoulder. Like, not on the shoulder, but up towards my neck. Like
on your trap.
Imagine if you were going to gut punch me. Yeah. You were going to put your hand and you were going to thump. He stopped me like that. And he went, if you just turn left through there, there's actually air inflating tubes. So you could just pump it. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll do it for you. I went, thanks. And then he sort of just lifted and then.
So you was bare chested in swimming mode.
Yeah, I was just in swimming shorts, which I hate anyway. Yeah. Why am I just in pants in front of other people and that's fine?
You just said my name, but I am. Why am I just in pants?
But why is that? It's so weird to be out swimming with just your pants on. I'm not wearing any pants under my pants.
You can't do that. That's weirdo stuff. Especially going down.
Why did he touch me? You never touch anyone else in the swimming pool.
That would have been forwards if he touched you through a garment. Never mind.
No. If he touched me on the shoulder like that again, I would have been a bit like, get your hands.
It's a bit too forward through a garment, but naked, no.
You would not. Can you imagine touching another man's skin whilst they're just wearing pants?
Oh. Yeah, I'm imagining that old joke. But hey, what do you think to my radiator?
Oh, you have bought your. I'm full. You know what? Not only am I impressed, but also this weekend I've been showing my fellow Centre Park. Basically, you've earned about £800 worth of Centre Park's entertainment because that's how much you provided us. You have bought a beautiful radiator. You've absolutely decorated it lovely. You've installed it now, I take it?
It's in situ, but we'll get the plumber round.
You can do. Is it replacing one that's already there?
Well, no, because with a Victorian cast iron radiator, the pipes have to come up from through the floor.
Oh, and they don't. They come out the wall.
Yeah. But it's got to go under the floor anyway. But I got it for £20.
It is beautiful.
It was down the road, like literally like 5 miles away. and I've rubbed it down and painted it, and I've painted it a black matte, and it kind of looks like proper cast iron. You know, like a cast iron skillet, it looks like that.
Is it matte black? I thought it was like an off, very, very dark green.
That's because it was in the light. It's actually like a bit, because it's matte, it's not, it's like a dark, dark grey, but it's black.
I love it.
I looked on eBay, and an 8-column radiator, exactly the same. Mine's, no, sorry, 4 columns is how many, but it's,
come on.
Right, the columns is like, how many, oh, it's fucking hard to explain. It was a nightmare to paint. I'll tell you that.
It's not that difficult to explain.
Well, a 4-column radiator is like the radiator's got 4 columns, and then you have your.
How was it? That was difficult. Well done for getting through it.
Yeah, but if you imagine, all right, it's hard to explain. But then mine's got 10 rows, and I saw one exactly.
Columns?
No, not columns. Columns and rows are different. Columns are like what's well the shape of the radiator. Like mine's got 4 columns in each section. But mine's 10 sections, and I saw a 4-column, 8-section radiator for £280. So mine's got 2 more sections of 4 columns. But I got it for, and the paint was £8, so £28.
Lovely. It's a really lovely bit of kit.
Yeah, I like it.
So with regards to so at the moment, the pipework comes through the wall.
Yeah, there's a completely different radiator. I'm moving the radiator. There's a radiator on a side wall, and I want it under the window.
Yeah.
So I've got to get him around to actually run the pipes under the floor and up to that new radiator.
So all the areas that you're in are done now, but the way your children are still living in basically a hovel.
You annoyed me when you did this. I'm telling the listener how horrible Ash is. I'm showing him all the things I'm done, all proud, been proactive. And he's like,
they look beautiful, genuinely beautiful.
Yeah, then he goes, yeah, you should have done your kids' room now, have you? It's like, fuck off, Ash. I'm waiting for tradesmen to do that bit. I'm waiting for someone.
How's that going, the tradesmen?
I'm just waiting for someone to come and fit this fucking window I've ordered.
Have you spoken to them?
Yeah, well, I haven't chased them up, but they said it'd be the end of last week, so, I better chase them up. I've been busy with my radiator. But I had to get an artist's brush. And you know the metal sleeve, what holds the bristles to the wood?
Yeah.
I bent that 90 degrees with a pair of pliers. And that's how I had to paint the middle.
You can buy brushes like that.
Yeah, but I think that cost me. I didn't cost me anything. I'm so frugal. And I felt like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen or someone like that. On doing a little project, painting it up. It looks good. I'm not happy with it.
It looks really nice. Mm. Pictures on your Twitter for that. The fans will be well into that, I should imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Don't put any picture of your home on there for this lot.
No, don't deserve it.
No, they'll be in there. They'll be snooping around, wouldn't they? They'll work out where you live, come back, track you down, murder you.
Yep. Or worse. Don't know what's worse, but something.
touch you on the shoulder on the naked show.
You should have said, like, get your fucking hand up. No, I love it when men do
imagine
that.
Do you know what I said? I said, fuck off, mate.
Yeah, but blokes always say that they would have said that, even though they wouldn't.
I swiped his hand off my shoulder. I chinned him, knocked him out in front of his boy.
Did I tell you about the urinals at that gig I did in Birmingham?
Maybe.
There was the long trough-style urinal in a big nightclub where probably 12 men could stand. And in front of it was just a huge mirror. So you could basically completely see every single person's cock and balls that was stood in there. It was like the usual suspects, but penises.
Well, that's always the case for me because I only urinate facing the other way.
Right. But it was like, and I said in the gig, I was like, did anyone notice that mirror in there? And no one went, no one got what I was on about. It's awful.
I hate when that happens, when you mention something and everyone goes, I haven't even noticed. It's like I mention a lot that in Cambridge the signs go like this way to the centre, this way to the centre, this way to the centre, and then they just stop 2 miles away from the city centre, so you never know where you're going. I've mentioned that and people just go, what?
Yeah.
Like no one else shares that observation.
And what's with all these bikes?
Well, I'll try and be a little bit different with the observations.
No,
so something exciting did happen this weekend.
Oh, go on.
Well, let's just say Southend United have been appalling this year.
Right.
It came down to the last game of the season. They had to beat Sunderland to survive.
Right.
They did beat Sunderland to survive.
But
the winning goal scored by Stephen Humphreys.
Mm-hmm.
And, Matt Adlington, massive Southend fan. Me, I've lived in there. I live a minute or two away from the stadium. Turns out I'm interviewing him, Stephen Humphreys, on Wednesday.
You are?
I am.
And you can say, how did it feel?
I don't know. I've never interviewed a footballer before.
Well, you've played football, so what would you want to be asked if you'd scored the winning goal that saved your... Just ask him that.
Does it hurt your foot when you kick it really hard?
How good did it feel when you saw that one hit the old onion net?
I'm going to ask something like that. I genuinely don't know what I'm going to ask.
Oh, Norwich had a good football.
They're top of the league. They are top of the league.
Champions, mate. Won it.
They won it.
Beat Villa away 2-1, I think.
You'll be down the old Emirates next year, won't you?
Yeah. Oh, mate, I'll come with you. I think they had a parade today in Norwich, I think.
Well, I'll see you there. We'll get a beer before the game next season, shall we? Your boys and our boys.
Talking about centre parks, how fucking much would that cost me?
I don't know, yeah.
Well, how much would it cost me to me and take two boys to watch?
Well, they're trying to say now, aren't they, 20's plenty. So I think they're maybe, as of next season, £25 a ticket, something like that, because 20 apparently isn't plenty enough, but 25 might be.
Well, it's a good job that 20 and plenty rhyme, otherwise you'd be fucked if, like...
Yeah, yeah.
If, like, 20 rhymed with... insufficient. 50. Yeah. But yeah, that happened. Norwich won that football league game.
Well, I'll tell you what is one is fun. If you want to donate $1 a month, go to patreon.com/pranksandfirth. One is fun.
And if you go on Ko-fi, you could donate three. And
three.
Three's a bit three twee. Is, three's a bit three twee. Twee. Three is twee, so I'd go up in increments and I'd say six gets you kicks, but nine's fine.
Thank you very much for listening this week. We will be back next week, and the extra May content will be going up soon, just as soon as I get a new laptop.
Yeah!
Which is coming hopefully this week.
Yeah.
Justin, it's been a pleasure. Well, have a great rest of your bank holiday.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye.